Patient name Joshua Ramirez Lopez, J-E-S-H-U-A, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z-L-O-P-E-Z, J-E-S-H-U-A, Joshua, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z-L-O-P-E-Z, Ramirez Lopez. Date of birth 9/15/1996, date of procedure February 24, 2024, fusion performing, Babu Mohan, MD. Self-referred, indication, ulcerative colitis, diagnosed 13 years ago at age 14, has been on azathioprine and mesalamine at one time, not anymore, currently takes Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A. He is in clinical remission. Procedure performed, colonoscopy. Sorry, delete the clinical remission statement. Just mention currently on Humira. Procedure performed, colonoscopy with polypectomy and biopsy. Description of procedure, please add the standard description for colonoscopy procedure. Findings, withdrawal time 12 minutes, Boston bowel preparation score 3 for ascending colon, 3 for transverse colon, 3 for descending colon. TI, intubated 3 centimeters, normal. Cecum, moderate inflammation characterized by erosions. Biopsied for histological assessment. Ascending colon, short ascending colon, appeared normal. Transverse colon, mild inflammation characterized by loss of normal vascular pattern and mucosal edema. Biopsies were taken for assessment. Pseudopolyps were noted in the distal transverse colon. One of the polyps had a sporadic polypoid appearance. This was biopsied for histology. Descending colon, sigmoid colon, and rectosigmoid were characterized by few scattered pseudopolyps and mild mucosal inflammation characterized by loss of normal vascularity and mucosal edema. Rectosigmoid 1.5 centimeters semi-pedunculated polyp appeared inflammatory. This was removed by a cold snare. Rectum, severe inflammation characterized by spontaneous touch bleeding and a retroflex exam was not performed due to rectal inflammation. Impression. Mild to moderate ulcerative colitis. Under findings in rectum, please change to moderate inflammation characterized by erosions. Impression, mild to moderate ulcerative colitis throughout the colon. Plan, follow up in the office to discuss colonoscopy result and biopsy result. Continue current dose of Humira. Recommend mesalamine enemas. Further management to be discussed at follow-up. Recommend change of biologic from Humira to newer biologic agent. Can consider checking Humira levels and antibody levels to Humira before making the change to a different biologic. Consider referral to Orlando Health IBD team due to duration of IBD history and presence of multiple pseudopolyps as chromoendoscopy might be needed for dysplasia surveillance in this patient. End of dictation.